Now, I don't know about you, but I am jonesing for a bones day. Oh, and we got one! Oh, we got one! This is such good news!
Hi, I'm Madison Malone Kircher.
And I'm Rachel Hampton, and you're listening to ICYMI.
In case you missed it.
Slate's podcast about internet culture. Madison, how you doing? How you feeling over there?
Honestly, I have a cold.
Frank Sinatra has a cold.
No, like, I truly, Gay Talese is not involved. I have a cold. Bring on the Dayquil. Bring on the Sudafed. Bring on the many, many COVID tests out of paranoia. But no, I just have a cold and am a baby.
I mean, I feel like when you have a very harmless cold, this is the best time to be baby. Like, it's just so fun. You get to just sit and be dramatic because you can't breathe through your nose.
Okay, no part of this is fun.
You know what else isn't fun?
Getting banned from TikTok?
Yeah, which we have no experience with, but one Addison Rae now does.
Addison Rae being the Addison Rae.
And she, earlier this month, was banned from TikTok for...
about a day. To give you a little bit of data... Addison Rae has 85 million TikTok followers. She is the third most followed creator on the app. So that's like a gaping black hole when you remove her from that ecosystem.
I can only imagine that someone pressed the wrong button. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, there is no way that they would permanently ban Addison Rae from the app just willy-nilly.
So the Rachel, I'm going to say a thing that I know is going to make you laugh. The tilde on this is Addison Rae, banned. Unbanned. Span of 24 hours. No one quite knows why. The end.
And that is all we would talk about Addison Rae on this podcast for hopefully the next 6 months.
More importantly, later on the show today, we are going to be talking to a man and his possibly boneless pug, Noodle, who have captivated TikTok.
But first, we're talking about dating. And not my dating life.
No. You beat me to it.
Boundaries, Madison.
I have none. No, we're not talking about Rachel's dating life. We are talking about my favorite social media trend, I would say, of the fall, which is soft launching. Rachel, are you familiar with the soft launch?
I am very familiar with the soft launch. Parsing whether or not a photo is a soft launch is one of my favorite fall activities, just scrolling people's Instagram stories. But before we explain why we love it, Madison, what is a soft launch?
Okay, so a soft launch is, say, you're dating somebody and you haven't posted them on your Instagram grid or stories before, and you don't want to do a full-on post proper with tags. So instead, you'll go out to dinner. You'll take a photo of your dinner, and like, there'll be a third hand in the frame that's not yours. And, you know, your many legion of followers will screenshot and zoom in. That's a soft launch.
There are many different forms the soft launch can take. The disembodied hand on the dinner table, as Madison suggested. There's the photograph moment where you just, it's clearly someone is taking a photo of you and your hand is kind of reaching towards the frame like you're holding somebody's hand, but you can't see whose hand it is. You just know that it's a hand. There's the you're taking a hike and someone's back is in the photo. Honestly, I kind of love fake soft launching my friends. I'm just like, I just love framing people in photos as if we're in some kind of relationship that we don't want to publicize. Just back shots. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Oh, my. We're going to play an example from TikTok of some potential soft launching tactics you could use if you're looking to soft launch a significant other this fall.
Okay, fine. As requested, I'll tell you what a soft launch of a relationship is. For the girl, she would post a picture of him at a restaurant. His face will not be in it. She will tag the restaurant, but not tag him. For the guys, it will only be a photo of himself, and he would tag...
Yeah, it's like a little heteronormative, but the spirit of the thing is there.
But importantly, soft launching season is, as you said, fall. And that is because cuffing season is fast approaching.
Rachel, would you like to define cuffing season?
I would love to define cuffing season. I would like to state that cuffing season is affected by climate change. The longer hot girl summer lasts because the seasons are heating up and staying hotter longer, the later cuffing season is. So please adjust your timetables accordingly. Cuffing season is, I would say, the tryout period for your winter boo, because no one really wants to be out here dating in the winter. It's cold. You don't have to get cute. You're not trying to get hypothermia wearing heels on the street, you know? So cuffing season is, I would say, you know, once you're done getting your hoe out during the summer and you're like, all right, I need someone who's gonna like kind of stave off the seasonal affective disorder.
TikTok deemed September, quote unquote, soft launch September. We are granting all of you ICYMI guys an extension because it has been a long and hard year. And if you're anything like me, Rachel, can I speak for us? We don't have our shit together, do you? You maybe need a little more time.
We do need more time. Also, again, the temperatures just dropped in New York, at least. So I just feel like if you can't wear your trench coat, it's not cuffing season yet.
You've got a little bit more time to squeak in your soft launch. Feel free to send us your soft launches for approval, discussion.
Parsing. Madison will find their last name within exactly 5 minutes of you sending a photo of their back. Don't worry.
5 minutes or your money back. Now that you are all set up to successfully soft launch, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to take some antihistamines because when we get back, we are going to be speaking with, big air quotes around speaking, the one and the only Noodle, the 13-year-old geriatric pug who has captivated TikTok and may or may not have bones.
Find out after the break.
Noodle said it's fine if I don't get dressed. His legs are made of jello. Sorry you didn't get the memo, cause Noodle said that it was okay. Noodle said that it was quite alright if I don't leave my house all night. It's a no bones day.
We have a special announcement for you today. This year marks the 25th anniversary of Slate, and for a limited time only, we're offering our annual Slate Plus membership at $25 off. As a member, you'll get no ads on any of our podcasts, unlimited reading on the Slate site, and member-exclusive episodes and segments from shows like Slow Burn, Amicus, and the Political Gabfest. For the past quarter century, Slate has been covering all the major news events, from elections to social issues to historic court decisions, to that one time we talked a lot about how TikTok is obsessed with those books about aliens with a breeding kink. Our podcasts have debated if things are sexist, named the best summer songs, and explained the latest TikTok trends. If we become a part of your listening routine, we ask that you support our work by joining Slate Plus. Sign up for Slate Plus at slateplus.com/ICYMI+ to keep us going for another 25 years. Again, we're giving you $25 off an annual membership through October 31st. So sign up now at slate.com/ICYMI+.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
All right, we are back with Noodle the Pug and his owner, Jonathan Graziano. I do need to make a formal apology to the other Jonathan Graziano, who I mistakenly emailed thinking he was Noodle's owner. That Jonathan owns a very cute Frenchie Corgi mix named Tucker. Sent me a great photo. Thank you, Jonathan. But today, we are here to talk not about Tucker, but Noodle, the pug who has taken over TikTok with his Groundhog Day-esque performances day in and day out, where we wait to find out whether or not The dog has bones.
John, we're so excited to have you and Noodle here. This is, y'all have taken over the internet. Like, y'all might have broken the internet more than Kim Kardashian did back in the day.
Oh my gosh, though. And who knows, it seems like it's going to go on as long as that marriage did too. Holy moly, this just keeps snowballing. I'm like having this weird outer body experience where like I know what's happening and I can sort of rationalize it, but it's also like I have no, this is way beyond me.
Let's get to know Noodle a little bit. So Noodle is 13. How did Noodle come to you?
How did Noodle crash land into my life?
Yes.
So I adopted Noodle when he was 7.5 years old. I used to work at a company called BarkBox. BarkBox, they did a comedy night once a month. It was called Open Bark Night, and people could bring their dog. It was a fever dream. I'm not even sure if it was real. It was so much fun. But we did a comedy show once a month, and I went up and I took a turn and I did a bit about how I had just gotten this job and how I loved dogs, but I had just met Doug the Pug. And I wasn't necessarily like, you know, a hardcore pug person. I just knew I wanted to get a dog that I, you know, just would connect with. And this woman who was at the show, she was there to pitch product for the box. She came up to me afterwards and was like, you know, I've been fostering this dog for a little while who is an owner surrender. I'm being pretty picky with the people who want to take him. And then some of the take him who I've offered him to, some of the people who I thought would want to take him, you know, ended up falling through, or they didn't want to take him. So I'm wondering, would you have any interest? Like, you look like you would be a right fit. And I saw his photo. He was sitting on like an IKEA bag in the front seat of a car. He was 5 pounds heavier than he is right now. And like for a little dog, you know, Noodle's still pretty dense at a solid 23, but that was really big for him. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I looked at my roommate and I just went, you know, I'll pay. Like, what do you think? And 2 weeks later, I adopted him and he truly crash landed into my life. Oh yeah. It was the best. He's the sweetest little dog.
So you adopted Noodle at 7.5. Noodle is now 13.
Yeah, almost 13.5.
So it's been some time. But recently, Noodle has become a viral sensation because of these videos you make with him where you start off the day, Noodle wakes up, you hold Noodle up, and then Noodle can either stand or collapse to the ground like his body is gelatin. And that will determine whether it is a bones day or a no bones day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to yet another round of No Bones, the game where we find out if my 13-year-old pug woke up with bones. And as a result, we find out what kind of day we're going to have. Now, this could go either way. Noodle.
What I want to know is where this game came from.
Okay, so the name No Bones, I will say, originated with one of my dearest friends and my best friend and roommate in college, Nikki. When she didn't want to do something, she would go boneless. And her boyfriend would be like, okay, we got to go. And she'd just be like, oh my God, that's my lower body can't work. Like, we can't go. And he would be this fun little thing that they would do where he would like, you know, kind of move her or pick her up or whatever it was. And it was just this thing where we realized like, if you don't want to do something, you would just go dead weight. And I adopted Noodle and we learned very quickly, like within the first week of adopting him, that this dog can sleep in. Like I would walk him, you know, at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And I try and get, you know, 3 or 4 walks in a day just in case he's got to, you know, go potty or whatever it is. And it would be like 8 o'clock at night. I'd walk him. And then 11 a.m. the next morning, I'd like go look in my room and I'd be like, dude, you got to go out. Like the tank is full. You got to go. So I would do, you know, it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a bit or anything at that point, but I would just kind of lift him up. You know, it's a dog. You have to be so gentle and so thoughtful of them. But I would lift him up in my bed and he would give me nothing. And I just kind of like let him, you know, I'd prop him up and I'd sit him down and he would just collapse back into his sleeping position. And that's when we learned two things. We learned not only that he was a full, like, natural born practitioner of no bones, but that if Noodle didn't want to do something, Noodle was sure as hell not going to do it.
Same. Have you asked your vet about Noodle's Jell-O-like quality?
Well, so like Noodle, you know, he's an older dog, and we've had plenty of histories of, you know, vet visits, and oh my God, my vets, I think they know me as the hysterical one, not in like, haha, funny, but in like, I'm the one to call them right before closing and be like, are you available? I need you right now, like full emergency. And they're like, Jonathan, like, don't really, you're fine. So, you know, the vet, you know, obviously he's, you know, as he's gotten older, it's, you know, he's got his, you know, all of his joint supplements and all of his little things. But like, for the most part, like from what I can tell, you know, in all of my time caring from him, like he's just always done this. And, you know, you try and be, I always say whenever I post these videos, I try and make sure that people know, like I get a lot of asks for people for me to do this every day and every morning. And my big thing is like, if Noodles, you know, if he's sound asleep, or if he's already like up and with it, like we're not just gonna do this for a video. Like this is something, it really is just like a litmus test that we do to see in the mornings. And you know, he's got his nice big soft bed, so I know that he's you know comfy man. But you know, as he's gotten older, obviously he does have some, you know, he's got, you know, come in, just, he's got some health issues, but he's a, for all intents and purposes, he's a super happy, you know, still with it, still wants to go on walks, still wants to do his whole thing. And I just, you know, I do the best I can with him, but he's a stubborn, stubborn old man.
What is the most inopportune time that Noodle has just gone boneless that you can remember?
Oh my gosh. Well, so I live on the fifth floor of my apartment building. And Noodle does not do stairs. I will shepherd him up and down the
Same.
Stairs. He's got a little bag. I know, right? I sit here and I'm just like, okay, dude, like, you're fine. So every now and then he'll like take the initiative and do like one stair. And it's like, oh my God, like, oh, you're so brave. Like, look at you go. So what'll have the most inopportune time I've seen it is there were two instances. There was one time where I was at BarkBox and there were a lot of people, like investors had come by. And they were excited to meet Noodle because we'd featured him in content and stuff before. And sorry, I guess there's an emergency happening outside my apartment, but you know,
New York. Yeah, they heard about the dog with no bones.
I know. Oh my God, he's here. Oh, they found us. Oh my gosh, the spotlight was coming in my window. There were like all these investors that are ready to see Noodle. And I just picked him out of his bag. And this was years ago. And he was just asleep. Like he fell asleep on the train. And, you know, sometimes you just got to warm up in the morning. Like, you know, you got to heat up the engine before the car's ready to go. And I'd scooped him up and I just plopped him on his bag and he just went totally, he did. He just flopped down again and he just was sound asleep. And they were all like, well, I guess that's it.
John, I'm curious because Noodle has sparked somewhat of a TikTok movement. What in your mind is the difference between a bones and a no bones day?
Okay, so I am invested in changing the narrative around a no bones day. So I'll tell you, like, when I started filming these videos, like, it was literally just, here is my old dog who is the, you know, my joy. I love him. I've been cooped up with him for 18 months. And he just was this silly old dog who just did this very, you know, this very silly thing in the mornings. But my interpretation of a bones day is when there's a bones day means that you can't get your bread. That's the day that you say, okay, the thing I was putting off, I'm going to do. Because
I did invest in the stock market.
Yes, like invest in the stock market. Oh my gosh, invest in the stock market. But a bones day is where you take the thing that I think you were putting off doing, or the thing you were kind of scared to do, or you just, you know, you weren't super motivated. And the bones day is the day you do it. And then a no bones day, a lot of people think is like unlucky, or is a day where you can't succeed, or it's a day where you don't take risks. And like, I definitely contributed that to that narrative sometimes, because I do think it's a day where you need to just like rest. I see no bones days as days of like self-care and sort of, you know, I think it's so hard to find. I don't know about you guys, but you know, you'll wake up in the morning, you'll open Twitter, and 30 seconds later, you just go, oh my God, I ruined my day before it even started. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So the idea that there's this little pug out there that can help give you either motivation to get out of bed in the morning or give you a justification to be kind to yourself that day is miraculous. It's miraculous that it's turned into that. And I'm so grateful that people have been so kind and so, you know, so accepting of me and like my humor and the way that I am with Noodle and the things that we do together. Like, it's always been such a joy to share him with people, but I never, my 2021 bingo card did not have, this was not on that bingo card.
I just have to ask, does Noodle know that he's famous?
So Noodle doesn't know. I don't think Noodle has any idea that he's famous, but I do think Noodle knows that. What do I think Noodle knows? I think he knows, obviously he knows that he's the most special man in the entire world. I make sure to, you know, we have daily affirmations very often. But I think he know. I think this kind of goes into the squawking aspect of it, of like when he sees strangers, like I think Noodle knows that he's like deserving of immense amounts of attention. Like, I think, you know what I mean? I think he knows, mm-hmm. like when people walk by, I think he's genuinely like, you need to pay the troll toll. Like, you need to pause and pay attention to me.
The troll toll.
Seriously. I swear to God, he will sit at this bar. He haunts the front door. And thankfully all the people there, you know, they know him and I've been going there for years and they love him, but he will, they'll look over and they'll go, what the hell was that? And then they'll look down at this little pug who has not gotten up. Like, he has not gotten up. He's lying there yelling at them. And they're like, oh, wow. He has gotten stopped on the street. Me, not so much. But Noodle very much has gotten stopped. You know, one day it'll be, oh, my God, are you Jonathan? It's like, oh, that day will come. But for now, it's been very much like, is that Noodle? Is that the Noodles? A lot of times I'll get the Noodles. And I'll just go, uh-huh. I love sharing this dog with people, and he is such a special little man that it doesn't, all of this has surprised me, and absolutely none of this has surprised me.
Can we meet Noodle?
Oh, sure. Let me go get him. Hold on. Let me go get him. All right. Where is he? Oh, come on, King. Here you go. Come on, buddy boy. Let's go. Oh, yes.
I've never been more excited for anything in my life.
Me neither. Noodle's so hefty in person.
He is. He's a dense, stately. dense man.
He's a thick king. Oh my God.
He's a thick king who's had a wonderful one. We've been, you know, as a lot of us have, on a perpetual, you know, weight loss journey or journey for health. Noodle just broke 24 pounds and we are so thrilled. We're really, really happy. He's doing well.
Good job, Noodle.
So cute. Wow. I feel like I'm meeting a legend. I feel like I'm meeting the queen. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's, or at least it's on par with like the red tape to get access to, for sure. He lives in an ivory tower in the top of, you know, Hamilton Heights on the fifth floor in the treetops.
Noodle, what do you think of all this? Strong and silent type, I see.
A lot of very calculated breathing. Noodle is a mouth breather. We will just come clean with that right now. Noodle is a mouth breather.
Honestly, he deserves that. He deserves
exactly.
To breathe easy.
I think so too. Let's see what I can get anymore. Do you have anything else to say, sweet king? All right, just some delicate exhales, inhales. He just had his dinner, so he's in it right in the interim between his post-dinner, pre-evening nap.
Honestly, Noodle's living the life I want for myself.
I know. He really does live a life that a lot of us would be. I like to think, you know, obviously it's so, you know, having a dog is, it's a combination of like, I know what I'm doing, but I also have no fucking idea what I'm doing. And I just try, you know, I just try to do right by this dog. And, you know, I'm so grateful. I have a great group of friends that helped me with this. And his Instagram has been absolutely invaluable as far as having just a community of people to help me with my questions or to help me to learn more about I need a new joint supplement, or, you know, his nose needs to be buttered. What do I get? And people, you know, it's just been so, oh yeah, they got to have their nose buttered. You got to butter the schnoz. So it's been,
those of you listening at home, Rachel's face just looked both horrified and deeply shocked.
There's a lot. I have a whole series on Instagram that I'm thinking of bringing to TikTok called, I call it Pug Maintenance, because a lot goes into just making sure that you're, you know, because he's got his whole face folds that you got to keep clean, and he's got his little eye drops, and he's, you know, you just, there's a whole, his medicine cabinet is bigger than mine, and it's all in the interest of just prevention and preservation, and it's a joy. It's a joy. It's nice to have something to care about more than me, if that makes sense. I think a lot of dog people understand that. We're like, it's so, you know, I take care of myself as well, but I'll wake up in the morning and if I'm having a bad day or if I'm really, you know, talk about no bones, oh my God, really, really unmotivated. It's been so incredible and so grounding to have this animal that is dependent on me. That's like, I don't care how awful your morning is, Jonathan, you have not fed me and you have not walked me. And I just have to, you know, I have to fall in line. And it's been really wonderful for me. He's been, I like to think I've been very good to him, but he's been so, so, so good to me as well.
Well, I think that is all the time we have here. Rachel and I are going to go buy some butter for our noses.
Yes. We're gonna find you got to get the kind that's coconut oil based. There's excellent. Lots of good stuff, but you want to get the coconut oil based kind because you might have to use it often and it's okay if they lick that.
Got it. And Jonathan is going to go find some new joint supplements because, no offense, the ones you're giving Noodle currently clearly are not cutting it.
I have found many ways to keep him, you know, like lightning on the streets. You know, he'll go potty and he's off. But I have found, and I don't know if anyone has discovered this yet, I have not found a cure for the mornings.
While we wait for the cure for mornings, I want to say thank you so much for coming, you and Noodle. This was the best.
Of course. Thank you.
Once again, that was Noodle the Pug and Jonathan Graziano.
All right, that is the show. We will be back in your feed on Saturday, so please subscribe. It's free and the best way to never miss an episode. Please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about us. Tell your dogs about us. You can always follow us on Twitter at @icymi_pod, which is also where you can DM us your questions and also photos of your dogs. And as always, you can drop us a note at icymi@slate.com.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader. Our supervising producer is Derek John. Forrest Wickman and Allegra Frank are our editors, and Alicia Montgomery is executive producer of Slate Podcasts. See you online.
Or on Bones Day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could double for the pug today if we need additional audio.